Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. 3 weeks from today, citizens of the United States will go to the polls and vote in local, county, state, and national elections. Each citizen will choose candidates to represent and serve them in government. For many, it will be a welcomed end to a long election year. Through much of this year, TV and radio airwaves have been filled with candidates jockeying for position. They make claim after claim about themselves, about their opponents, about the issues. They make promises about what they will do if elected. Not all of their claims are true or honest, and they will likely not follow through on all of their promises. Voters are left to figure out whose claims lie closest to reality and whose reality they want for their community, state, or country. Some people see the church the same way. People who claim to be Christians make all kinds of claims about what God says. Those claims don't always agree. And those who read or hear those claims are left wondering whom to trust and what to believe. When it comes to speaking for God, we need to fact-check what we hear, and we do that in the Bible. The Bible comes straight from the mouth of God, who cannot lie. The Bible is one unified truth. What we believe about God, about life and death, about heaven and hell, must be in line with what is written in the Bible. We never want to deviate from that truth. That truth points us to Jesus, who calls himself the truth. Jesus came to fulfill the truth of God's demands for perfection. Jesus came to live the truth of God's love for the world. Jesus came to show that all of God's promises are true by giving his life to restore us to God and then rising from the dead to give us life with him. No truth is more profound. No truth is more beautiful or praiseworthy. No truth is more true. May God give us courage and joy to live our lives to know and share the tremendous truth of his word. Father, open my mind and heart to know the truth. May all that I do work for the truth and never against it. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.